Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Have we just declared then that that song is Cody Tucker's intro every time? He's the only...
Any Pantera song.
You could just pick one. Maybe Cody picks one. Can't be too, you know, within reason. Right around this style here, Cody. But you would be the only guest on The Whole Show that gets his or her own intro music, man. I mean, pretty big day for you, my friend.
Well, I'm really sad to report. I couldn't hear the intro music, so I have no idea what it is.
Oh, you couldn't hear it?
And I hope it's violent and ruthless.
So 5 minutes alone.
I did not.
Five minutes alone? Is that good?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay,
it's beautiful.
That is the official. We are announcing it. Breaking news. We are announcing it. 5 minutes alone. Pantera, officially the intro song for Cody Tucker, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. I mean, congratulations, man. I mean, not many people get this honor. My grandma doesn't even get this honor, man. So, I mean,
dude,
good for you.
what did the kids say? Hashtag blessed.
Can you? Yeah, let me tweet that out. Hey, I noticed you couldn't really tweet Easy Peasley this week either because it turned out it wasn't so Easy Peasley. You got the dub, but as you pointed out, they maybe perhaps learned some lessons, or it's a wake up call, and it's a good thing to get a wake up call when you win, I suppose.
Yeah, boy, I got some flack for that one. I was a little shocked.
Really?
You know what it is. It's people who read headlines instead of reading free stories because it really was all about how every year it seems to be a struggle with this team hosting FCS teams. Craig Bohl, luckily for him, is 9-1 in these games in Laramie. But tell you what, man, they haven't been pretty. I think one of them, when Josh Allen was here, was a blowout. Other than that, I mean, think about it. Northern Colorado was only a 6-0 game last year at halftime. So they just do not put the pedal to the metal on these teams. And Portland State was, you know, one penalty away from making that a 7-point game with a minute to go. And,
right.
You know, you look at it and you go, they won by 14, you know, and I had a lot of people saying, they won by 14? What are you talking about? And, you know, they were a 28-point favorite for one, and they should have hammered that team that just lost 81-7 at Oregon and gave up 729 yards of total offense.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if it weren't for that Oregon game, then you'd look at it and go, okay, maybe Portland State's a pretty good team, and it was a case of overlooking or whatever. But, yeah, you give up 81 to Oregon, and then people go, okay, Wyoming's not an 81-point type of team. Not many are. But they should score 31. It was just probably the 17 that maybe fans were, or at least that's what you were talking about a little bit, that was scary for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and the players and even Bohl himself were the first ones to say, man, we have got to be better in these games. And we've got they flat admitted. Players said we overlooked these guys for some reason and didn't like the focus on the sideline. And, you know, it showed. Portland State really played well, but Wyoming really could have scored at will. They just had some, you know, really stupid self-inflicted wounds.
Cody Tucker joining us, 7220sports.com. So what is it? Is it just like this weird mental block? Because we saw even with the UNC Bears, it was, you know, Wyoming ends up getting away from there pretty easily at the end of the day. But UNC at least kind of made it interesting. Our boy Angel was there, and he was like, hey, this is going to get crazy for the Bears. Wyoming walks away, gets the dub. It's just sometimes we see this with certain teams, conferences, whatever. It's like a mental block.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. I really don't, and neither do they, obviously. But, you know, and you'd think Craig Bohl would be the perfect person to ask. You know, he spent 11 years at North Dakota State beating up on the big boys, and they did. They won at Kansas State, and they won it at Minnesota, and they won a lot of those games. So you would think he would know best, and he says, hey, I tell my guys, I warn them every year, that this is their Super Bowl. This is their chance to play up and punch up and wait, and they do when they come to Laramie, for sure. Wyoming, I remember, barely escaped North Dakota State back in the day, and I was just a fan, and that was Craig Bohl's team, and I remember just being furious that they're screwing around with this North Dakota State team I've never heard of who ends up going on and winning 3 national championships.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works sometimes. And this is why Wyoming, They remind me, and they have for a long time, obviously just because they run the ball, but they have that Air Force thing in them. Not because they run the ball, but Air Force, they never cover spreads. I make that mistake all the time. Air Force never cover spreads because they just do enough to win. Whether it's a great opponent or a lesser opponent, they just do enough to win. And that might be a positive thing, I guess, going forward for the Cowboys, is whatever it takes to win, they're not going to make it look necessarily easy.
Yeah. I mean, that's really never been a thing under Craig anyway. And even when they had Josh Allen, I remember having their foot on Utah State's throat like 42-7 at halftime, and it ended up being 42-20-something because he's also just old school. And, you know, unlike those Nebraska days when you had to run up the score to, you know, for all the points you could get to get in the BCS, you don't have to do that anymore. So he's not doing that. And they just – it's all about the W at the end of the day, and I get it. I know why fans were upset with my column. I get it. They won. They won by 14. They took care of business. But, you know, when a team's telling you all the time that they have higher expectations for themselves, I feel like it's pretty fair to keep those expectations high on them.
I think so, too. I mean, you're 2-0, and that's great, but you want to feel a lot better, especially with your opponent coming up next. I was looking forward to this interview all week, Cody, because you called it. You picked the Cowboys to beat Texas Tech, and I know you're not like a fanboy or anything like that. You made an educated guess based on the history of Wyoming and some crucial games, and I'm so curious to get your thoughts. You have a chance here. The Cowboys have a chance to go and shock the world this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's this one's a whole new ball game, Brady. This is a juggernaut, and you know, the joke is always, is Texas back? You know, they sure look like they're back. They're really good, and a place where, you know, since Vince Young's been gone, basically they've really struggled at the quarterback spot, and they don't have that struggle right now. And Wyoming has a quarterback on its roster, a true freshman named Caden Anderson, who was actually forced into duty at South Lake Carroll High School because Quinn Ewers, Texas quarterback, had so many NIL opportunities that he actually left high school a year early to enroll at Ohio State so he could start making some scratch. So Caden Anderson was the guy who had to jump in at quarterback, and now he's on Wyoming's roster. So it was interesting talking to him about that. But Quinn Ewers got rid of the mullet and the beard, and he's man, he looks really good, and he looks dialed in, and he looks like he was the former number one recruit in the country. And, you know, think about this, Brady, you know, Isaiah Nair leaves Wyoming, goes to Texas. He's like sixth on their depth chart as far as wide receivers go. And this is a guy who caught 800 yards worth of balls and 13 touchdowns just 2 years ago in Laramie. So they're loaded. They're absolutely loaded for bear in every position. And it's going to be really tough. Craig Bohl mentioned this week they probably need to be +3 in turnover margin and stop the run and try and make them one-dimensional. It's a tough, tough task in front of 100,000 people inside Darrell K. Royal Stadium.
And you're on everything you're saying about Texas. I mean, they proved it last week, you know, taking care of Alabama that way, winning by 10, 34-24. I looked at this. The spread is 29? Are we, like, what do you think about that line at this stage?
You know, I guess everybody's high on Texas right now. I mean, Quinn Ewers moved up in the Heisman, you know, voting or whatever that is, the projections, and they've already moved up and their odds jumped so much as far as national champions or even getting into the college football playoff. So Texas is definitely the pretty girl right now, and they deserve it, man. They played really well. They scored 21 unanswered in the fourth in Tuscaloosa. Nobody does that. And then grinded it out at the end. I believe a 12-play drive to grind it out, and Alabama knew they were running the ball, and they still couldn't do anything to stop it. So they're just a really good team. And I think Wyoming, you know, you don't want to talk about moral victories and all that stuff, but you'd like to see the Cowboys go in and maybe this be like a, I don't know, like a 37-20 kind of showing, you know, show that you belong 100%. I do believe the Cowboys belong, but I mean, I think this Texas team is just, they're just on a different level right now.
What is your assessment right now of Andrew Peasley, who he had 3 touchdowns in that game and 200 yards, and obviously the gritty, gutsy performance against Texas Tech in overtime. I mean, I don't want to doubt that guy. But what's your assessment 2 weeks in? Because we were kind of talking about potentially him going downfield more and more weapons on the wide receiver side of things. What's your thoughts so far on Peasley?
Yeah, I think so far all that stuff's come to fruition. Ayer Asante, the kid from Holy Cross, got a couple of touchdown passes last week, including a 60-plus yarder. And I don't know, Beasley just looks more confident in the pocket. He's certainly moving around the pocket a lot better. He got rid of the bulky knee brace that he told us at Mountain West Media Days that was going to make a big difference, and you can tell it has. He's been the Cowboys' number one and number two leading rusher, respectively, the last couple weeks. He's not a very big human being, so I don't know how much you want him doing that. But the Cowboys are getting Harrison Whaley. He will make his debut for the Cowboys this Saturday, the Northern Illinois transfer. So maybe that'll take a little off his plate. But I think he's been really good, man. He already had all the respect of the locker room, but I think he's starting to get the respect of the Wyoming fan base. And he's been really tough and taking some hits, but he's also made some good throws. He threw a pick last week, but Ryan Marquez fell down in his route. He got tripped up, and it was just, you know, not his fault. So he's been making way better decisions, and he just it's nice to see it kind of all coming together here, and just tough as nails. And he got to sit out the fourth quarter of the Portland State game, so a little more fresh this week, and just really like him, man. I really like his demeanor. I like everything about that kid.
I do too, man. I do too. I don't know him. Just know what I'm seeing from the guy, and certainly there's a lot to like about him. All right, Cody. Give me an idea here. Do they cover this spread, do you think, going up against Texas this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. I think they would cover it. The defense is good. I mean, the Cowboys' defense is really good. They're really stout up front. Texas hasn't had a lot of success running the ball yet, so I think they're really going to shut that down. But it's just a matter of the back end and trying to stop their plethora of receivers, which, you know, they did that against Texas Tech, but that was also in Laramie. So it's a lot different when there's under 30,000 people in a stadium compared to 100,000. And, you know, you got to imagine that crowd's going to be jacked, and they're going to be excited to welcome Texas back after that win over Bama. And I don't know. You kind of hope they fart around and have a little bit of a hangover. They do play Baylor next week, and I know it's not Baylor of old, but this will be the last matchup between those two in the foreseeable future. So you'd like to think maybe they'll look past that a little bit as well, and the Cowboys will come in with nothing to lose and at least make Quinn Ewers uncomfortable. And I think they will. I think their defensive line and their linebacking core is good enough that they're going to make him a little uncomfortable. And I don't know. It's just tough, man. This is a tall task, very tall task, to be facing literally the hottest team in the nation.
No question about it. Cody, I know you're going to have a lot of great write-ups for us throughout the course of the week, pregame, postgame, all that stuff. But what do you have cooking that we can check out at 7220sports.com?
Well, Oscar Giles, Wyoming's defensive tackles coach, he played at Texas, was an all-Southwestern Conference player, played in the NFL after that, but then went back to Texas and coached with Mack Brown, was part of that national championship team in 2005, and then, of course, the national title team that went back in 2009. He will be making his first return to Austin as an opponent this week. So it was cool catching up with him, humble as always. So didn't get him to ball or anything, unfortunately. But excited for him to go back. He's a great human being, and Wyoming's really lucky to have him. So working on a few of those things, heading to Austin in the morning. So I'll be working on some brisket and some Lone Stars tomorrow at about this time. So I'm pretty excited about that. So.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a heck of an experience, too. A heck of a football scene. And you make any football scene just that much better, you know?
Coach? Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, my man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Appreciate you. And we'll see what happens this weekend. Looking forward to it, man.
Right on, man. Appreciate you as always, Brady. Right. Thanks, fellas.
You too, man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. I almost asked him if he wanted to give me a prediction for the Rocky Mountain Showdown, but I feel like he would just get really mad at that. Do you think? Because of the Wyoming thing? Maybe. 34 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.